The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Hey, listen, I'm all for activism. I can support protests. I support Christian activism. But folks, listen. None of that is the ultimate answer. The ultimate answer is changing people's hearts. The ultimate answer is the gospel. The ultimate answer is Jesus. The ultimate answer is the church. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour, and I welcome you. Just came across this story, and this happens all the time. I have in my stack here, I've got stories in the order that I wanted to present them to you, and I hope I'll still have an opportunity to get through most of these, but I just saw this, and it was just a powerful reminder that, you know, we protest, we are active here, and we make our voices known against in the culture wars and cultural battles and all of that. And we should continue that. I am not certainly not condemning that or even criticizing it. But it's not the answer. Now, what prompted this? This headline I just saw moments ago. The headline says, Disney earnings sales miss, but Disney Plus subscriptions flex muscle versus Netflix. When Disney took on Florida, when Disney took on Governor Ron DeSantis, when Disney took on this legislation that was designed to protect children and parents, Disney went crazy, called it the Don't Say Gay Bill, blah, 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 blah. And Disney received an enormous amount of pushback and criticism. And for a short time, most conservative commentators were saying, well, that Disney Plus streaming service is dead on arrival. Now that we know what Disney's agenda is, now that we know that they are so secular, now that we know that Disney is so left-wing, now that we know that Disney is trying to indoctrinate our children, particularly through the streaming service, now that we know that Disney is trying to jam down the throats of Americans, the radical left-wing LGBTQIA plus agenda, Disney Plus streaming is going to drop like a rock. No. Didn't happen. I'm quoting. Disney's streaming Disney's streaming subscriber growth topped consensus views for a second straight quarter. Everybody else is going down, and their earnings went down. Well, so has everybody else's. And once again, conservative activists have pointed to the fact that Disney stock has fallen, and they're saying this is a result that Americans are waking up to the left-wing agenda, and they are fleeing Disney. No. Everybody else is down. Stock market is in terrible shape. Disney is just among the rest of the stock market that is plummeting. They're not unusual. They are not an outlier. In other words, we're not in a booming stock market, but Disney, because of their left-wing views, while they're going into the tank because people are turning against them. No, that's not happening. Have many Christians said, hey, we're not going to Disney anymore. We can't support them. Yes. Have many Christians said, we're not going to subscribe to Disney Plus, or if we have it, we're going to cancel it. Yes, that is absolutely the case. But here's the truth. Folks, we're in the minority. Are you saying, Bob, we should support Disney? No, not saying that. Do you mean that you're telling us that we should go ahead and get the Disney Plus streaming service knowing what garbage they're putting out for children? No, I'm not saying that. Don't misunderstand me, and certainly don't misquote me. All I'm saying is we're in the minority. Should we do what we can? Yes. Should we speak up? Yes. Should we refuse to support businesses like Disney that are promoting not just something different, but the antithesis of a Christian worldview? Yes, I agree with that. But let's not be deceived. Let's not be deluded into thinking that we have so much power politically and monetarily that if we, the evangelical conservative Christian community, if we stop supporting Disney, we will bring them to their knees. That is delusion. The majority of Americans have no problem with the left-wing, wicked, evil agenda of Disney and other companies like them. The majority of Americans don't care. And if they do care, they're on Disney's side. Well, Bob, you sound very fatalistic. No, I'm not. I'm not fatalistic. But I am realistic. Now, why do I even bring this up? Well, number one, to bring some common sense and truth to the table so that we know what we're dealing with. But far more important is this. We've got to win the hearts of people. We're not going to win this country through the next election or the next boycott or people marching in front of Disney gates demanding that they quit promoting the LGBTQIA agenda. Hey, if you want to do that, fine. If you really feel led of God to do that, and I'm serious, fine, go for it. And by the way, cancel your Disney Plus subscription. I encourage you to do that. I think you should. But the real answer is changing people's hearts. We have conflicting world views. You and I talk about this thing of worldview all the time. And we can get involved in all the political activism that we want to. We can get involved in this march and this protest and this boycott and that boycott. But unless we convince people that their worldview is wrong, attacking this company or that company is not going to accomplish much. We may hurt their bottom line for a short time, but unless we convert people to understanding that there is sin and wickedness and evil and Jesus is the answer, and that there is a God who cares about us and cares what we do. This is the ultimate battle, and we cannot forget it.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, listen up, folks. We're not going to accomplish much in this whole culture war thing until we get across the fact that there is a God, and we teach people about this God, his character. Who is he? If we can begin with that, there is a God, he is a creator, and because he created us, he is the ultimate authority. It is worthless to argue morality unless you understand who God is, because it is God who determines what is right and wrong, what is good, what is evil, what is sin, and what is not. We've got to begin with God and who he is. And there is so much error being taught, believed about God. And most of it surrounds love. Oh, listen, I believe in love. I believe that God is love. But that is just a part of God. Can I illustrate it? Now, this is out of Great Britain. This is not here in America, but we would find this here in America. A British Anglican priest is praising abortion. In fact, she is quite happy about the fact that she has had two abortions herself. She's a priest in the Anglican Church, the Church of England, and she has had two abortions, and God is just fine with that because, quote, I follow a God of love. I follow a God of love. She says, and I quote, as a Christian, I think if we claim to follow a God of love, it would be nice if we did love people and let them know they're safe and welcome to talk about issues that are so often hidden. She went on to say that abortion is life-saving. Yeah, abortion is life-saving. All right, now, the foundation for everything is God. Who is he? Did he really create? Is he really the creator? Are we here as a product of chance? Or are we here because God created everything on this planet and therefore he's in charge? And because he's the creator, he can do anything he wants to do. He can say anything he wants to say. He can demand anything he wants to demand because he is God. He is the source of all things. He holds this universe together through his own being. But so much of the Christian world is all wrapped up in, well, I serve a God of love. Well, I do too. But I also serve a God of wrath and anger and justice. Joy and I are finishing up the New Testament, and we're reading through the book of Revelation. Now, have you read the book of Revelation lately? Have you forgotten how many millions of people are going to die? God sends his angel, it says, with a scythe to reap the earth. And millions of people are going to perish. Why? Under God's direct command. Now, how does that fit into the God of the shack? And most of you know what I mean. The shack was this novel that went crazy in the Christian community. It stripped God of his holiness, his righteousness, his judgment, and stripped him just down to a God that just loved. Love, 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 love. Just love, love, love. And a God of love would not judge. A God of love would not condemn. A God of love would not send anybody to hell. You know, we can say, well, God doesn't send anybody to hell. People go to hell because of their own choice. Well, I guess technically that is true, but what is wrong with saying we serve a holy, righteous God who will cast people into the eternal flames of the lake of fire? That's biblical. Read through the book of Revelation. And you know what? God does not apologize for pouring out his judgment upon the earth. He does not apologize for pouring out his judgment upon men and women. He didn't apologize in the Old Testament when the earth opened up and 10,000 people were swallowed up under the rebellion of Korah. God didn't apologize when he rained down fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah and destroyed everybody in it. He didn't apologize. And in the book of Revelation, he does not apologize. Because yes, he is a God of love, but yes, he is a God of justice and holiness and righteousness. And this is the God we deal with. And so if God says marriage is between a man and a woman, oh, well, then marriage is between a man and a woman because God said so. People are born, men and women, because that's what God said. We can try to reason with people, but we must come down to our worldview is built first and foremost on a God who is sovereign, absolute, completely sovereign over not only the affairs of men, but over the earth and over the entire universe. And that's why this is such abominable nonsense. I've had two abortions because I serve a God of love. This is a complete perversion, not only of Scripture, but of the character of God himself.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.